This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's a job that just 5 years ago couldn't really have even existed. Meme manager. I'm going to say that again just in case you missed it. Meme manager. People who capitalize on and help grow those viral trends the internet gives us. Ben Lashes is one, best known for a cat for whom he has just, and I can't actually believe I'm saying this, made a movie deal. Ben, thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. This is a thrill.
Well, almost as much for me, because you have somehow found a way to make money off cats on the internet. explain that, will you?
How do you not make money off cats on the internet? Come on.
Well, clearly it takes a little creativity. So tell me about Grumpy Cat.
Sure. Grumpy Cat is one of my newer clients. Came out in September of this last year when Brian Bundeson took pictures of his sister's cat.
Yeah. Brian Bundeson, some guy out there in internet land.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cool guy who lives in Ohio. Okay. And he was visiting his sister in Arizona, and she had a pretty new kitten, and it looked crazy. And
it does, and we've got pictures on the website in case, you know, you've been living under a rock and you haven't seen this cat.
Definitely go Google it. And I didn't jump on it first day or anything ambulance chasery like that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do that.
But I was getting interest from people that I worked with, and I'd been watching it a lot, and I was like, I'm kind of falling in love with this cat.
This idea that there's a meme industry is kind of mind-boggling. Like, I mean, you guys created this out of whole cloth, kind of.
Kind of. I mean, I don't want to be the guy who's like, well, let me tell you,
I get that,
cloth.
But come on.
But come on, dude. I mean, totally, right? Yeah, so I started doing this about 3.5 years ago because Charlie Schmidt, who created Keyboard Cat, which is the orange cat in the blue shirt that plays the keyboard.
You say this like I should know what you're talking about, man.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay,
bum,
Google
bum,
that one too. Right. But anyway.
Once you see it, you'll go, oh, that keyboard cat. You know, it's the Elvis of internet cats.
And somehow I feel lame. Do you know a meme when you see it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
you can look at something and say that's going to be huge.
I mean, you can never predict exactly how huge it's going to be, but I do like kind of watching this stuff, like the stock market, and going, that's you know, like when Bauer was going on, I was like, you know, buy early and
Bauer
sell.
With the that
sell
was
quick,
it was
the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, the Harlem Shake, which I steadfastly refused to have on this broadcast, and I think that actually might be the first time it was ever mentioned.
I'm sorry, maybe second from the record.
How much longer do you think you can keep going though?
I mean, to me, memes are the new pop culture characters that will live on. There's been an imaginary line between internet famous and regular famous that I don't think really exists, you know, or should exist. We're going to only be looking at more content on digital devices and more chances for the regular Joe, like you or me, because I consider you a pretty regular Joe.
I appreciate that.
You can just put something out there on the internet. If it's good enough, it will rise to the top. You know, it's content is really king, and that's like a total stereotypical cliche line that like people
always
say.
You sound establishment, dude. I got to tell you, that's way old establishment stuff.
All right. Well, I had to break through to some of the people listening to Marketplace here, but
Ben Lashes, Grumpy Cat, look it up. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.